Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Parr. This morning, my guest is Carolyn Heisel, the SVP of Marketing and Brands with Shaw's Residential Business. Carolyn, how you doing?
Great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We were together the middle of this week in Kansas City at the Nebraska Furniture Mart showroom reset. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We'll give the listeners quick background on you. You've been at Shaw for about a year and a half. Prior to that, you spent 9.5 years at Electrolux, spent some time with Benjamin Liebert, who's running Shaw's residential business. And even prior to that, you were at Merck with Dr. Scholes and Miralax and a little bit of time with Kimberly Clark. You've got an undergrad from UVA and an MBA from Emory. And you're running some of the decisions that Shaw's making in residential business, right?
Yep.
Let's talk first about the Nebraska Furniture Mart event. This was a showroom reset, long overdue, according to David Chambers. And when you went in there, there was a lot of space devoted to ANSO and to your brand. So talk a little bit about that relationship.
We're really excited to celebrate that opening. I think it's a really good example of partnering to really bring to life a more inviting and exciting consumer experience. So when you walk in there, it's big swatches of carpet. So you can envision the pattern. It kind of keeps the consumer excited. It's not too overwhelming. And then, of course, we've got all the options there, and the RSA can guide somebody through them. But I think it's really well lit. It is very inviting, and I think it's a big part. The efforts like that are a big part of helping us tackle as an industry are, you know, the fact that consumers either get overwhelmed and drop out in a lot of cases, or they take a long time to decide. And we've had a great partnership with Nebraska Furniture Mart. I think this is, again, just another example of it. And we're constantly trying to push each other, test different things, find ways to grow our business and their business together. And really, I would say also elevate carpet and the industry as a whole.
Let me just add to that. You can go to actually to Floor Daily, and to the bottom of our homepage, you can see pictures of this showroom. And I got a second what you just said. The samples, some of them are 8 feet tall, and they're just gorgeous. And it's well-lit, open spaces, high ceilings, really invite you to come in and take a look. I was real impressed. Let's broaden our look for a quick second. I've been excited to do this interview with you because talent like you that focuses on the consumer and knows about segmentation and knows about differentiation, you're coming in and you're helping to guide the industry and your own sales team, that there's an alternative to gaining share without focusing on price. And I'm excited about some of the things I'm hearing. I've also spent a little bit of time with you just this week, and you're smart with a wicked sense of humor. It's a nice ad for Shaw. Let's talk about you have three core residential brands. You've got Shaw Floors, you've got AT, Anderson Tufdex, and you've got CoreTech. How's the 2025 results, based on you being there a year and a half?
I think we're really excited to see that, as you said, we're focusing on differentiation, and we've done some good work there. That work will continue. Frankly, that work will probably never end. You continue to get better there. But especially with our Anderson Tufdex and CoreTech brands, which we know kind of are more differentiated right now, we're seeing double-digit growth. So Anderson Tufdex, as you've seen, and actually Nebraska Furniture Mart does a great job of highlighting, we've really elevated that brand. It's focused on the luxury, eco-conscious consumer, somebody who wants to make their home really feel like a sanctuary. And we've done a really great job getting that new displays, new look and feel out in the market with our retail partners. And that's paying off, like I said, double-digit growth. So that's, I think, one example of what you said, that it's not just about price. We can take share and have great consumer and customer experiences without only focusing on price.
One way you win is by having beautiful product, right? I mean, I couldn't believe what some of that AT carpet was looking like. That's part of the mix, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, branding and marketing, it doesn't work if you don't have the products to back it up. And the team has done a nice job over the last couple of years really transforming our product line to live up to those brand standards. And so I agree, it's gorgeous. And as we were talking about Nebraska Furniture Mart, some of those things, whether you're going to end up buying them or not, they just give you a different sense when you walk in and you see these huge patterned, gorgeous patterns that they make you feel excited about your journey in flooring. They elevate the whole space. And so even if that's in the end, you're going to pick something a little bit more, neutral, they still kind of, I think, get people more inspired.
you know, one of the things you guys uncovered with some of your research is that interior designers have some influence on that, and you're doing a good job of making sure they know who you are, and that helps. But you're also focused on this challenge of, you know, I think it's Ernst & Young's research told you that the consumer gets into the space and 40% of the time they leave without buying. And so tell me what you're doing there.
I think we're trying to tackle it in a number of different ways. We're trying to simplify in, I would say, many different areas, simplify our product line so that's not too overwhelming, simplify the journey, help people guide to the right decisions. I think we've also done a great job on our core tech side with our design services, which is basically a place that consumers can come to help them find the right option for them so that when they go in store, that they're more narrowed down and they feel more confident in that. I loved what Dave Chambers said when we were in Kansas City, that they've also taken this approach. He said, I believe they cut their SKUs down by 25% in this showroom remodel, again, to make it not so overwhelming, have the right choices. You need the right product, you need enough, but you don't want it to be too overwhelming. So I'd say simplification kind of in all facets of our work will help consumers feel more confident in their decision.
You're reducing the clutter and you're making sure what they read online is what they see in store, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Carolyn, it was great to spend time with you today. Thanks for being with us. Again, been talking to Carolyn Heisel, the SVP of Marketing and Brands with Shaw's Residential Business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.